Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Jatan, and here's what he's got to say. Hi, Sane Man is going your way a philosophy of escapism. We let the world burn and crumble rather than saving it, but what happens when the fire finally reaches us? With smartphones and migration, no place is immune from the fire of the burning world. My town is in the hills in India, and over the last 20 years of migration from within India has changed it dramatically. Crime is up, pollution is up. Cost of living is up. Local politics are more corrupt now than ever. The demographics have also changed. The West, meanwhile, is attracting all of the worst parts of the third world who hate the West and want to conquer it. Their problems with crime and politics are going to be even severe in coming years. What will the men that walk away from women and the system do then? I can say from personal experience, even basic survival will be a fight when the Abdullahs, Rajas, and Tyrones are the guys running everything. Are bachelormen by choice heading for extinction while the bad men are reproducing? I'm also not white, so I can't just move to another country easily. I see dark times for single men such as myself, who can't just up and move away. Well, Jatan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You're right, the world is currently burning and it's bad. And we have South Africa to look forward to as an example of what the future might be looking like. Many of those of European descent there live in gated communities, have solar panels and batteries set up to deal with the power outages, while the poor people live on the outside at the mercy of the African National Congress. Meanwhile, the people in the compounds have fortified their homes and neighborhoods, plus they hire armed security companies to come in and patrol the area. Each home is built like a fortress, and they're well armed. I'm predicting that much of the West is going to look like South Africa in the future if things don't change. And if that happens, many single men will just travel to countries or jurisdictions that will treat them the best. The ones that remain will probably be in places that are guarded by security robots that the poor and stupid people won't mess with. In many parts of India, you have extreme poverty surrounding palace walls. Other countries outside the West that are developed will choose to keep immigrants at a minimum, places like Japan, from places they don't like. They will probably attract the desirable immigrants from the West once the West starts to decline. Again, if it happens. I had friends in high school that came as children to Canada just before and after apartheid ended. So it wouldn't surprise me if guys in England and Germany moved to Japan or South Korea. The Eastern European and Southern European countries that are also too poor to pay for social welfare programs today are not going to be invaded. I can go back to Serbia as I have my citizenship there, and the way of life there in many ways is comparable to the West. Of course, someone like yourself, Jatan, won't be able to move to Russia, Poland, Hungary, or Serbia to escape the world if and when it crumbles. As for your pessimism, the cost of living is up everywhere, thanks to inflation caused by money printing. With the poverty that inflation brings, crime goes up. Also, politicians have always been corrupt. You're just seeing it more now as you get older. But don't lose all hope for Western Europe, because it will eventually impoverish itself with all the social programs that it's offering and will have to turn into another version of South Africa. Once the cost of heating gets prohibitive, many of the migrants in the West will go back to their home countries. When they're given the choice between having to choose between eating and heating. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Red Pill Mentor. The Red Pill Mentor Tokyo is a content creator making research-based videos on a variety of topics, including herbivore men, women's plausible deniability losing power due to men's intellect, why women are delusional about their value, as well as narcissism. He's also the author of a short book called Where Have All the Good Men Gone?, which researches the gender academics gap combined with women's hypergamous nature, resulting in their unrealistic expectations of men and an increase in divorce when she's the breadwinner. The Red Pill Tokyo sponsor links are down below. Anyways, now back to single men will still be fine in the future Clown World show. We don't need as much food or as many lifestyle luxuries to be okay. Plus, if we don't have a wife or kids, we can easily pick up and move to another jurisdiction. Plus, don't forget, most of the West has a housing crisis right now. Canada, for example, is only building a few hundred thousand homes each year while a million immigrants arrive. That will eventually mean a lot of Indians coming here are going to lose their minds, realizing that they'll never be able to own a home and will be working poor for life. So many will simply choose to leave. It's already happening. I think the goal is to boost the cost of housing so much that the Canadians of European descent and those in America and Western Europe are the only primary group that can afford a place to live, those that have been here many generations. That way, housing wealth becomes multi-generational and immigrants and migrants are welcome to come here, but they just won't be able to afford the same lifestyle as those that have been here for many decades. Look at what's happening in New York right now with migrants. They're being housed in army airfields like refugees. At some point, they'll probably go back to whatever Latin American country they come from when they realize that America is full and too expensive for them. And just in time, robots will take the jobs of farm laborers. I don't believe in conspiracies, but that's what I think is secretly going on behind the scenes. That almost everyone in the entire world will be welcome to come to cold Western countries, but good luck surviving in that cold, with no heating gas, or being able to afford to put a roof over your head. Imagine in the future hearing daily reports on how many unfortunate homeless people are ended by the cold in your colder northern hemisphere cities. That's what I see coming. Chitan, there is no ideal place to live in this world, but with things like Bitcoin, you can become a digital nomad, going to the jurisdiction that treats you and your money with respect. The dream for many guys in the West is to earn a Western income, but live in a place with a lower cost of living. So guys from India are one step behind. They're moving to Canada not realizing that heritage Canadians are going to scatter to the wind all over the world. Good luck to the Indian men then trying to follow them and their prosperity to sell duck cleaning services to them. I don't really see a crash of civilization on the horizon. In fact, I see AI technology, new forms of energy storage, and deflation making the cost of living fall precipitously. For example, if you've had your savings in Bitcoin over the last 5 to 10 years, you've actually seen your purchasing power rise, and you're facing deflation and not inflation. I think we're entering a great period of hope and not despair. As for if we're going to basically go extinct to be replaced by guys of lower quality, I don't see that long term as fertility rates drop. Even South Africa has a 2.3 fertility rate, and in a decade will be below replacement, and the majority of people there are black. Technological advances will bring abundance to everyone at some point, and when that finally happens, fertility rates will fall everywhere. Regardless of if the guy goes his own way or not, he's going to reproduce less than ever. Also, don't forget that red pill ideas are now mainstream and only growing increasingly popular. Also, just because Western countries are open to migrants up until now doesn't mean that's going to continue into the future. The conservative government of Sweden and Finland are now starting to change course. Anti-immigration policies in European countries are coming about because new immigrants are costing the state more money than they benefit them. I shared a video in the description called Denmark Declares War on Multiculturalism. It appears there's a backlash to cultural enrichment, and that the politicians are scrambling to solve the problem, because their jobs are now on the line. People are starting to vote for closed-off conservative parties like Viktor Orban's in Hungary, because they want the law and order that comes from living in a homogeneous society. If nothing changes, then taxes will have to be brought up to pay for immigrants, and people won't vote for governments that tax them even more. It's as simple as that. The welfare state dies due to debt and taxpayers being unable to fund it anymore. Chitan, you're talking about Europeans here, the people that put the modern world together. If they get their act in gear, the problem will be solved. The reason all the migration started was because of falling fertility rates. Back in the day when my father came to Southern Europe, the earlier English, Scottish, and French settlers hated the Slavs, people from Ireland, Italians, and the Portuguese. They thought we weren't going to integrate into the West very well. But we did because we were all Christians and had high IQs. The same happened in the 80s when the Chinese, Japanese, and Koreans started arriving. Then Canada started importing the high IQ Indians and Muslims in the 90s, and that worked out too. But now they're focusing on taking the low IQ people to do all the jobs that homegrown Canadians won't do anymore. Instead, they should be focusing on building robots to do that stuff instead. If you boost the productivity extremely high thanks to technology, then you won't need as many people to run your country or civilization. I think the West is on the verge of figuring this out. As that happens, immigration will stop as governments don't need as many people, especially if AI makes 10 to 20% of the population unemployed. New York is giving migrants money to take a voluntary departure by paying for their plane tickets to anywhere in the world, in case they want to go back to Ooga Booga Land, once they realize that America won't offer them the prosperity that they were looking for. Also, don't worry about inflation. It's starting to come down to previous levels before the coup. I think your pessimism might be a little bit misplaced. Plus, men are more adaptable these days and we don't need as much to survive because we can still find a place to live in our own countries or abroad that aren't all that bad. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chitan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that many guys can't wait for women to be lining up around the block to smash them for a piece of bread when society crumbles. But I don't see that happening. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the doomers that just don't understand that civilization is better than it's ever been away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.